looking at leadership God's way or godly leadership, let's go back and look again at Genesis chapter 41. Read again in verse number 12 down through 16. We'll read some other verses. If you want to stand, I know you've already been. However you want to do that, you're welcome to stand. Genesis chapter 41, verse number 12 says, "And there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him that he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream he did interpret. It came to pass, as he interpreted to us, as it was me, he restored into mine office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream. There is none that I can interpret it, and I have canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you again, Lord, for the good message we've already heard. And Lord, how it helped us and spoke to us. And Lord, the good singing. Lord, we ask you, Lord, right now, Lord, as we look back into your word, Lord, just speak and move. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need your touch. I need your unction. And Lord, just work as you want. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Again, as we looked at, we'll preach again what we looked at already, but I just want to kind of go through it quickly and kind of pick back up where we were at, looking at leadership and the importance of leadership. Number one, we looked at a godly leader is led by God. We found that in verse number 14. We need to allow God to prepare our mind, prepare our heart, prepare our life. It's so important to make sure we do that. One thing that was in my life when I surrendered to preach in 2006, just got married. I'd already surrendered to missions, and that was already part. I knew God was going to use me in that way. And then I was fighting over the surrender to preach, and finally did that in 2006. Then we went into missions not long after that, and we had a mission-based ministry. We would go around and help rebuild, remodel churches, and did that for 9 years. Didn't really understand all that God had in that, but God was working. I love construction and love doing that, and God used us hopefully in a great way. But one thing that He was preparing, all that was preparing me for what I'm doing now. I've been pastor now for 7 years in our eighth year. I didn't go to seminary. I didn't go to anything. But that time was my seminary. That time I was able to sit under some good pastors. I learned a lot of things to do and a lot of things not to do. But I was able to do that. And so God prepares you if you're willing to allow Him to prepare you. He allowed to prepare me during that time. A godly leader also rests on God's strength. Got to keep humbleness. He said there in verse number 15, it's not in me. Joseph understood that. I'm interpreting these dreams, but this isn't me. This is God speaking through me. And he understood that. So important for us to make sure that we remain humble. Joseph was dependent upon God. And then thirdly, a godly leader stands on truth. And it is so important to make sure that we stand on the truth of God's word. He declared the truth. He stood on the truth. It's important for us to do that. So we pick up there. And then the fourth thing where we left off yesterday, the fourth thing is a godly leader can see through a crisis and see Christ. Godly leader will be able to do that. Notice with me in verse number 34 down through verse number 36. You find there in verse number 34, the same chapter 41. This is Joseph speaking. Let Pharaoh do this. Let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. Joseph didn't get out of sorts because Joseph knew God was working. And he could see through the crisis and see Christ. He could see God working, and he had that ability to be able to see that. And I don't know about you, but I've had some crises. I've had some trials. I've had some difficulties. And sometimes it's difficult to see Christ in them. The pastors that are here, do y'all remember COVID? Man, did you ever think things would kind of get halfway normal? Man, I had my doubts. It was a struggle to know what to do and how to handle it and all the stuff going on in the world at that time. And it was a craziness that was being done. That was a crisis. And as pastors and leaders, we had to kind of see through that and understand God is working. God did some mighty things. I hope Daniel don't mind me talking about him a moment, but he said what a blessing COVID was in his life, how God used COVID to bring him to Christ. So God worked, and sometimes we would see COVID and say, oh man, God, what are you doing? You know what? What's it? But God's working, and everything in your life, no, God is working. Now sometimes we get those blindfolds, we get the Eeyore mentality. Oh, poor pitiful me, but God is working in your life. So a godly leader can see through the crisis and see Christ. Every trial, there's an opportunity. Every opportunity, there's a trial. It's just how we approach it. It's our attitude toward it. Notice here with this is the laser vision. Joseph is not getting distraught by this. Joseph sees what God is allowing him to see, and he has laser vision. Despair, trials, and crises are all around us. As we often say, if you're not in a trial, just get ready. You'll be in one. You're either coming out of one, you're in one, or you're going to be going through one. That is the life that we are in. And if we're not careful, we can be blinded by them. We can allow just so much. And when I was young, man, I heard about older people having depression. And man, I didn't know what to think about it. Is that really a real thing? On this side, that's a real thing. Now, I don't think I've ever had depression, as some had depression, but I've had depression. And sometimes you wonder what's going on. And sometimes, as even Brother Melvin spoke the first time, sometimes you just got to put your head down, put one foot in front of the other, and just keep on going. It will get better. But man, sometimes you're struggling. It's like, what's going on here? And you don't know. And you just, God, touch me again. God, use me again. And He will. Just keep on putting your foot down in front of the other and keep going. Joseph had laser vision. Joseph can see past the crisis and see Christ. You know that prodigal son? He went into that far country. Sometimes, if we're not careful, we can go into a far country and never leave our home. Right. Never leave our town. We can go through it in our mind and get into that far country. We got to notice here with Joseph, he had laser vision. I do this with my church quite often, especially in Sunday school. But what do you see? You can speak up.
One dot.
One dot. In our life, and I'm very guilty of this, all the wide is the goodness of God. That one black dot is my crisis, my trial, my problem, my what issue that I'm having. You know what I focus on? That black dot. And I'm missing all the goodness and all the grace and all the mercy that He bestows upon me every day. My mission director, he's gone to be with the Lord. Brother Jerry Mullendore, he was over Beacon International Baptist Mission in Johnson City, Tennessee, when we were in missions and we were with them. And Brother Jerry was a great influence and help to me. And this helped me more and more than I use it about every time I preach, it seems like. But he said this. He said, first, Father, filter. Nothing comes to me without first going through the Father, because He's my filter. The devil can't touch me. The devil can't do anything without first getting permission from the Father. Know that in your life, that anything that God's doing in a crisis or a life, God can use that mightily in your life. Sometimes we get blinded, we don't see it, but God is working. Romans 8:28, we all know that verse. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. All things work together for good. Now, that doesn't mean that all things are good. But God can take all those things and work them to good for you. Again, sometimes life is hard and trials are deep and crises are deep and all this. But know this, God is working. Don't miss on the goodness of God because of a trial, because of a crisis. Not only did he have laser vision, he had laser focus. Notice with me in verse number 33 again. Now let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh, do this, and let him appoint officers of the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years, and let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up all the corn in the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep the food of the cities, and the food that shall be for store for that land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, and the land perish not through the famine. Not only did he have laser vision, he had laser focus. Joseph, through the Spirit, he lays out a wonderful plan. God spoke to him, and now he is very detailed in this plan. A godly leader will keep focused on the main thing. What is the main thing? That's the proclamation of the gospel. Sometimes we get so busy with other things, we kind of miss on what, and not to knock maybe some other, but I do believe what COVID did, if nothing else, is separating and continuing to separate, seems like the sheep, the real church, from the goats, the false church. And sometimes you look, and again, not to pick, but it seems like they're getting off on what is really important. And sometimes the word gospel gets thrown around there, and it's social gospel and all this. The gospel is the death, burial, and the resurrection. We've got to get back to the main thing and proclamating the gospel. Seeing people saved, seeing their lives changed. As the song already mentioned, brother already sung about it, we see people pass from death unto life. That's what we're about. That's what we should not be distracted of. But if we don't have laser focus, we will be. Trials and difficulties will come and they will go. But we must not allow the enemy to distract us from the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross of Christ is unto them perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of God. Man, there is nothing like being in the presence when somebody accepts Christ as their Savior. Man, if you've never experienced that, that's something you just can't wait for the next time that I get to sit there. I can't save them, but I can lead them to that person, to Christ, to Jesus. And then when they bow their head and pray, whoo! We look back in the gospel sometimes and we see the miracles and all that He did. And sometimes as a little kid, I remember thinking, man, I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have seen Him feed the 5,000 and do all this. But there's no greater miracle than to see somebody get saved. They pass from death unto life. I remember a little 5-year-old boy in Wadsworth, Ohio. I got to share that testimony with Daniel yesterday. Let me say, well, 5-year-old boy, does he know? I knew I was on my way to hell. I knew that's where I was going. Jesus walked by that Sunday morning. We was on furlough from Alaska, parents from missionaries to Alaska. Jesus walked by that morning and touched me and asked me. He said, son, if you want to come to heaven, you follow me. I reached down. Let me take a break here. Dad took me out to Blue Blazer. I was under conviction. Dad started reading verses to me and that conviction power come on me. I didn't know what justification was. I didn't know what sanctification was. I didn't know any of the big terms that we use. I just knew I was a sinner on my way to hell. And Jesus said, you put your trust in me, I'll save you. Every time I know some people say, well, I've never doubted. I'm glad you didn't, but I have. But you know what? Every time I've doubted, God always takes me back to that place in Wadsworth, Ohio, and says, son, you're mine. Because that's when I bought you. That's when I purchased you. We get to see this. Keep our laser focus on the real thing. And that's the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23 through 24. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Pastor, I'm really talking to me. He'll distract you with busyness. Man, I get so busy sometimes I get distracted. To the fathers here, He'll distract you with the needs to provide. Now, should you provide? Absolutely. Every man should make sure he is providing for his family. But sometimes as fathers, we get distracted to provide. Moms, He's going to distract you from trying to accomplish everything. To fulfill every need of the children and the husband. My dad always told me, the older you get, the faster time will fly. Man, he's right. It seems like my kids were just babies. It seems like Jody and I were just married. And it just seems like, and I remember older people saying this. And I thought as a child, you're crazy. Because as a child, man, time just slow goes by. But the older I get, the quicker time flies. As Brother Melvin already preached, it's so important. I got caught up, man. I had a desire. I had a heart, man. I want to see my church grow. Man, I want to see people saved. I want to see lives changed. I want to see marriage put back together. I have that desire. God gave me a pastor's heart. But sometimes doing the right thing is wrong for my family. Sometimes I got so busy, I finally had to pull away and say, hey, that will happen tomorrow. Let's go do something. Take time with your family. And I know you might say, well, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. Again, that will always be there, but your family will not. Man, there's sometimes I wish, I don't know if you've ever done this, and Jody and I usually do this quite often if you have children, and maybe it's been a bad day and they haven't listened. I don't know if you've ever done this, but lay in your bed at night, I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm a horrible father. Y'all have never done that? Man, I do that. Sometimes I think, man, I wish I shouldn't have done that. I should have listened to this. I should have corrected this differently. I should have handled this differently. And I can't go back. I can only go forward. But make sure you spend time with your family. Don't get caught up in the busyness. Whatever task you have is going to be there tomorrow. Lead your church, lead your family, lead your friend to Christ. Make sure you keep the main thing, the main thing. The fifth thing I want you to see very quickly is a godly leader must be filled with the Spirit. Look there with me in verse number 38 and 39. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such a one as this, as a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Godly leader must be filled with the Spirit. A leader does not self-promote. You find that in verse number 33. If you go back and look at that, Joseph says, now let therefore Pharaoh look to a man discreet. He didn't say, look to me. He said, you find a man that can do this. He's not self-promoting. Now, some of us might have been rejected here and been, Pharaoh, listen, hey, I've already taken care of Potiphar's house. I've already run his house. I have some knowledge. I have some wisdom here in leadership. I think I can really do that. No, Joseph didn't do that. He didn't self-promote. He was humble and he allowed God to place him where he needed to be. I notice also a leader sticks out. Pharaoh sees, hey, we don't need to look. You're the man. You've got the Spirit of God on you. A godly leader sticks out, not by his own efforts, but by God blessing him. God blesses faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 4:2. Moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. Godly leader is a servant leader, as we've already heard this week. Serving his Lord, serving others around him, leading them to Christ. The last thing, and I'll be done, a godly leader will not always be liked or loved. Now, we all have a desire to be liked. We all have a desire to be accepted. We all have a desire as pastors for our people to love our preaching and to grow in that and to like us. I do. I want people to like me. You might say, well, I don't care. I'll preach and they can take it or leave it. Well, that sounds good, but I just don't hold water because we all like to be liked. And I know we got to stand on truth, and I know absolutely, but we have something, and sometimes if we're not careful, we will compromise or let some things go. Why? Because we don't want to mess up the boat. We don't want to mess those up. We don't want to get somebody not liking us. Because I think anybody is subject to when you start having people talk about you, it's not fun. A godly leader will not always be popular. Godly leaders are talked about. Notice with me in verse number 34. Verse number 34. And Pharaoh do this. Let him appoint officers in the land and take up the fifth part of the land. Now, we don't know, but just go with me a moment here. It doesn't say this, but I would dare say that we are pretty close to the same people as far as our basics as the people in Egypt. I don't think anybody likes taxes. I've never met one person that just jumps up and down and says, man, I get to pay taxes. I'm excited. 20%. Now, they might have already been paying taxes. Probably was, most likely. Now, here's a 20% increase. Joseph said, now, you've got to take up a fifth part. So they're increasing whatever taxes they're already paying. He's increasing now a 20% tax on everybody in the land. Don't you know that Joseph is being talked about? I would guess that. Now, again, I'm not. Well, you're reading that. I just go with me a minute, okay? I think he's being talked about. You have the 7 years of plenteous, and then you have the 7 years of famine. In that 7 years of plenteous, I'm sure a bunch of them say, man, he's just trying to rob us. There's not going to be 7 years of bad. Man, we are in the best time. Man, the weather has been perfect. I have never had bumper crops like I'm having. I think Joseph's lying. I don't think any of this is going to happen that he says. Godly leader is going to be talked about. Godly leaders are going to be lied about. Now again, we don't know for sure, but I'm sure in those 7 years that there was a lot of accusations and a lot of things laid against Joseph because they hadn't gotten into the 7 bad years yet. One thing about being a leader, again, you're not going to be popular. You're not always going to be loved. But a godly leader will not allow the human desire to cause him to compromise. The human desire of acceptance. And you know, we've got to make sure as godly leaders that we keep the main thing the main thing. Love people. Love Him. Love people. And stand on truth. Don't get caught up in our emotions and don't get caught up in these wrong things. Godly leadership is only found through Him.